Galnet News, 6th of October, 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, an empire divided. Another base in the Pleiades. Tycho magnetic anomaly number 3. The vain queen rides a giraffe that remembers her daughter's hero. An empire divided. Following the unseemly catfight last week between Ice Princess Aisling Duval and Imperial Tigress Kahina Loren, during which Duval accused Loren of attempted murder and Loren accused Duval of wearing a wig, it's rumoured that cracks are appearing in the carefully orchestrated unanimity of the Imperial household. Unfortunately, none of the juicy details have yet become public, but the private affairs of Emperor Arissa Lavinia Duval and of Admiral Denton Petraeus are rumoured to be coming under scrutiny in imperial circles. Duval, who is niece to the Emperor, has attempted to shift the spotlight back to the threat of war with the Federation. The Emperor and the Admiral have both declined to comment. Another base in the Pleiades. Following the Empire's announcement of a new outpost in the Pleiades Nebula 2 weeks ago, the Federation is following suit. A new Federation base was announced today, but the exact location remains a secret. Its intended goal is to prevent Imperial domination of the trade in meta-alloys. Tycho magnetic anomaly number 3. An odd article appeared in Galnet this week. It recalled a little-remembered event in 2280 when a very, very small alien artifact was dug up on the surface of Mars in the Sol system. The event is little-remembered because the Federation swiftly took the mini-obelisk into protective custody, and it has remained there ever since. As a consequence, no one really knows what it is. It might be something to do with Thargoids. Who knows? The vain queen rides a giraffe that remembers her daughter's hero. Another clue has emerged from that Cobra Mark III in the Tian Isla orbital graveyard. The owner of the Cobra appears to have been something of a riddler, as the clue is in the form of a riddle. The vain queen rides a giraffe that remembers her daughter's hero. The vain queen rides a giraffe that remembers her daughter's hero. It took almost 3 minutes before someone worked out that this referred to four constellations: Cassiopeia, Andromeda, Perseus, and Camelopardus, which are all in the area already identified as the likely location of the rift. The biggest problem about finding the rift is that no one knows what it is. Someone who knows says that some aspect of it may already have been found, but that the discoverer may not have realised what he was seeing. No doubt, all will become clear before the next volume of Galactic History is published in July next year. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the news so you don't have to.